Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Israeli government is considering a bill that, if made law, would give Israel sovereignty over the biblical heartland of the Jewish people. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Israeli Knesset is considering a law that would make Israel sovereign over Judea and Samaria, which has been the Jewish heartland since biblical times, a piece of real estate that Israel liberated from Jordanian occupation during the Six-Day War in 1967. The Jewish state has formally declared sovereignty over the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem, which includes the Old City and the Temple Mount and the Golan Heights, but Judea and Samaria continue to be administered by Israeli military governors. Israeli officials believe that declaring sovereignty over the Jewish heartland of Judea and Samaria actually creates a historic opportunity for Israel to make right a protracted wrong. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Even though the Israeli government might declare sovereignty over the Jewish heartland of Judea and Samaria in this day, the Lord gave the Jews that piece of real estate many centuries ago and has promised them this land forever, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In the 1967 Six-Day War, the Israeli Defense Force liberated the piece of real estate referred to as the West Bank from the Jordanians, and this land, known in biblical terms as Judea and Samaria, became a part of the Jewish state. However, the area of Judea and Samaria did not come under the sovereignty of the state of Israel, but has been administered over these many, many years by military governors. Now the Israeli government wants to implement sovereignty over the biblical heartland of the Jewish people. In essence, that has already happened because God made a promise to the Jewish people and told them they would have this land forever. Ezekiel chapter 36 speaks much about the land of the Jewish people. In fact, 35 times the prophet refers to the land, a land that will belong to the Jews for one reason. He promised this land to them, and Ezekiel 36:22 says that the Lord must keep that promise for his holy name's sake. The land covenant, a promise between the Lord and the Jews, found in Deuteronomy 30, this land covenant must be fulfilled or God is not God. Ezekiel 35 reveals the prophecy of the Palestinian people, descendants of Esau, these Palestinians who will come and kill the Jews and take their land. That's the land of Judea and Samaria. The Israeli government's sovereignty over Judea and Samaria is an absolute, not because of human government, but because of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...